Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show as well as we are on YouTube. So don't forget to subscribe and don't forget to be part of this amazing network that we have created here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. And I am so, so excited today, everyone, that I am in. We have prepared for you guys an amazing show with a very, very interesting guest. He is a fellow co-worker because he does have his own podcast. But before I bring him on, I want to take a couple of minutes of your precious time to express my gratitude, to express my thankfulness, to express basically the reward that you guys are all given to us here at the Lizzie T Show. We've been on the air for about 3 years right now, and it's been so successful. And when I say successful, it's not just, I'm not referring money. I'm referring that this show has reached over 54 countries worldwide. And we have over 10,000 listeners, and we have subscribers on our Facebook. Talking about Facebook, we are on Facebook / Lizzie T Radio. If you would like to be with us and comment, also we are on Instagram and we are on Twitter, and obviously our YouTube channel, The Lizzie T Show. So don't forget to subscribe, everyone, on our YouTube channel, because it's definitely, definitely we have very interesting videos, and we have a lot of guests that are here at this show with us. So I'm very, very excited that that you are part of this network here in Toronto. I would like to extend my thankfulness as well to my sponsor. Thank you so much, Natasha Bridge-Mahan, for sponsoring the show. Natasha Bridge-Mahan is right here in Toronto, but she works Canada-wide. So if you would like to know a little bit more about how to invest in your retirement, how to have a Freedom 55, contact Natasha. Or if you're planning your kids' education and you think, wow, it's going to take me $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 to take my kids, to send my kids to college, contact Natasha as well. Okay, and we're just waiting for a guest to call in. Hopefully, he will do that right away. Right after my interview, we have our musical section, and I am so excited to say that our musical section has been extended to pretty much another half an hour. So we have 20, 25 minutes with our guest, and we have another 20, 25 minutes just music, amazing music that it has been submitted to us from people all over the world, musicians, singer, songwriter, and we're so, so excited that you have chosen the Lizzie T Show to promote your stuff, your craft. We have a variety of genre. We have gospel, we have jazz, we have rap, we have different languages. And so if you are interested in us playing your music, send us your MP3 at va@lizzyt.com. va@lizzyt.com. And I will be very, very happy to play your music. Very honored, actually, to play your music. And we have quite a bit of submission today. And thank you so much for submitting your MP3. So right after my guest, we will be pretty much playing all 25 minutes of music. Okay, I think my housekeeping is pretty much taken care, and I am so, so excited that our guest is already on the line, and my theme music, it is playing, so that means I need to move on. Today, everyone, is as if you've seen our social media, Facebook.com/LizzyT Radio, and by the way, everyone, if you are interested in interacting with us, you know how I love interaction. The number to call us in is 323-870-4055. I'll say it again, 323-870-4055. And or our social media. If you don't feel like interacting with us live, then that's okay. You can comment on our social media, Facebook.com/LizzyT Radio. Instagram, The Lizzy T Show, Twitter, The Lizzy T Show as well. Okay, so today, as I mentioned today, we have a doctor, and we are speaking with Dr. Muhammad, and he is a certified family medicine. Now, he is, as I mentioned to you guys earlier, a podcaster himself. So we know when we have somebody that they know this stuff, that this is going to be a very, very interesting, definitely a very interesting show. So Dr. Muhammad has certified as a medicine physician. He is licensed in multiple states and works in emergency departments and hospital, urgent care centers, and clinics throughout the United States. He has over 10 years of experience and has treated children and adults in various health issues. He graduated from Marquette University and Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and with a degree in political science after completing his pre-medical courses. He then attended Stephen University School of Medicine, where he also selected body president. He completed his medicine resident in Aurora St. Lucia Medical Center in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He is currently licensed in 20 states, and he serves as the medical director of National Talent Medicine Program. Wow. Man, do we have. And for you guys that want to know if he had any awards, well, here it is. In 2011, he received an award for providing exceptional care, and he currently works on hospital emergency. I take my hat to anybody who works on emergency. That must be one of the toughest jobs ever. That is in Texas, and I think he is in Texas right now, but we'll find out. So, and he has been featured in dozens of television, radio shows, social media programs, and provide expert medical topics and community health issues. So let's not waste time, guys, and let's welcome him to the show, Dr. Muhammad to the show. Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to the Lizzy T. Radio Show, all the way from, I assume, in Texas, here in beautiful Canada.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. So I'm honored to be a guest on your show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. My God, you are a very experienced yourself. I mean, you've been all over the media, all over TV. This is a piece of cake for you. And my goodness, you work in emergency medicine. That is just, my heart goes out to you. This is a lot to take in. And here you have time to speak with us about this amazing topic. So tell the audience, what is how does it feel working, and what would you say that the most difficult cases that you have encountered when you work in emergency medicine?
Absolutely, sure. Thank you. And I'll just summarize briefly. So my name is Dr. Mohammed Emran. My last name is E-M-R-A-N. And my website is called simplehealthradio.com. Simple Health Radio. It's a podcast that I started, and I do it weekly. I do it sometimes three or four times a week. And every episode is recorded at the end of my shift at the hospital. And so, as you mentioned, there are some very challenging cases that do come in. Every day has unique challenges. I think some of the most difficult cases are usually with children. So anytime a parent brings in a child who's been hurt or had a car accident, or some type of a broken bone, it may not always be life-threatening, but to that parent, it's a very, very scary situation. So sometimes it's easy for us to prescribe a medicine or to do an x-ray and find out what the problem is, but it's actually more difficult to tell the parent, you did everything okay, this is just an accident, we just have to be a little more careful in the future. And so a lot of what we do in emergency medicine is actually education. And so we have to tell parents and families and the patient themselves what we know and what we can do, and then hopefully that'll prevent it from happening in the future.
One of the things that I'm very curious, Dr. Mohammed, is that it's like you're not busy enough. I mean, your life must be crazy working in emergency medicine. Why did you decided to, after everything that you have to do, start a podcast, and especially while you're working, why do you find, what was the need or what was the niche that you're trying to fulfill or the purpose of this podcast?
Absolutely. And that's a great question. I actually get that asked quite a bit. I call it Dr. Google. And what I mean is that, for example, if someone has a stomach ache, naturally, the first thing someone is going to do is look on their phone or go on their computer. They go to Google, they type in stomach pain, and then they look at the website and they try to diagnose themselves. So every day I see at least five or six people who bring out a printout or they bring in a picture of something they found on Dr. Google, and they tell me that this is my diagnosis. I think I have cancer of the liver, and I think it's already spread to my brain, and I think it's affecting my toes, and so I need you to do all of these tests because I have cancer of the liver. And then as a doctor, of course, I have to listen to the patient, but then I go through my examination and I go through my testing, and I'm happy to tell them that they do not have cancer of the liver and they do not have cancer of the toes. They just had some bad Mexican food. And so because of that, they're having a stomach ache. And so I'm going to send them home with some medicine, and they usually get better very quickly. So really the purpose of creating the Simple Health Radio podcast was just that. It's just to keep everything very simple. You have to remember that online, when you go to Google or some of these other websites, they do have medical information, but none of that is really by a physician. It's not prepared or intended by a doctor to be read by patients online. And that's for different reasons, mm-hmm. but it's kind of scary. You see what I mean? So if you type in anything like headache, or if you type in leg pain, it's going to, on Google, give you a list of 20 different diagnoses because, yes, it's possible that you may have one of those, but it doesn't mean that you have all of them. And so as a doctor, I wanted to create the show. Each of my episodes are very short. They're maybe 10 or 15 minutes at the most. I take one topic, I discuss it in detail, I explain the testing, and then we go from there.
I think it's amazing what you're doing, how amazing how you give back, especially in your case, being so, so busy. And one of the things that I tell my kids, don't self-diagnose yourself. Don't go to Google, because you are probably going to get, you know, horrible diseases that you probably don't even have. And of course they don't. And a lot of people are relying on that. Unfortunately, they think that, I mean, in Canada, we do have free health care. It's very different than the States, but it's still, I can see, you know, going to the doctor and printing out, you know, the rushes that they look like, oh, yes, it is skin cancer, but it, you know, it doesn't surprise me when the doctor say it's just a rush or you're allergic to something. Now, one of the things that I'm curious to ask you, Dr. Mohammed, is your desire to be a doctor. It looks like you're very passionate. I can hear in your voice. And obviously, like I've mentioned many times, you're so busy and here you are giving back on yourself. spare time, because as a podcaster myself, I know how long it takes. Medicine, was it always in your mind, in your background, or is this something that later on in life you discovered that you had that affinity with people that you wanted to help? I'm curious to find out if it was something that was implemented by your family background, or is it you discovered it later on, because you love this, and I can tell.
Absolutely. And that's a great question as well. My first experience in the healthcare field was when I was about 15 years old, and in my local area and one of my hospitals, they were asking for volunteers in the emergency department. And so when I was 15, of course, I wasn't doing CPR and I wasn't prescribing medications, but my job was actually to get the wheelchairs, to help the families find the patient rooms, to help things move smoothly so that the doctors and the nurses could do their job better. And so at that point, I realized that healthcare is really about teamwork, and no one person, no one group can do it by themselves. It takes many, many people on a daily basis just to make sure the emergency room works, just to make sure the operating room works, just to make sure the billing and the phone calls and everything get handled. So everyone has a role to play. And that's when I realized that no matter what I study, I could still be a part of the healthcare team in one way or another. And so after that volunteering experience for about a year, I became a lab technician. So I learned how to draw blood. And then after that, I was promoted. I learned how to do EKGs and cardiac testing. And then eventually I went on to medical school. So I've always had some exposure to the healthcare field. And at every step of the way, I learned from the people that were above me. And that's really what separates healthcare from some of the other industries that are out there, is that the people who are above you, like your seniors, the way that they teach isn't from textbooks. It's not going to be from, you know, sitting down and reading a chapter. It's going to be face-to-face. And so they'll show you, this is a rash or this is a broken bone. What do you think we should do? And then there's a feedback. So whenever a senior asks a junior a question, they're actually asking for an answer that would help that patient to get better care. And that's why medicine is so unique. And that's really what attracted me, is that you have to keep on learning. There's no end to that. And that's really why I created the podcast, was to give back, you know, some of that knowledge that I have, because of course I wasn't always a doctor, but I've experienced many different facets of the healthcare system.
That is beautiful. And it's funny because when I want, the many times that I've gone to the clinics or hospital here in Canada, I see volunteers, and some of them, as like you said, they are young. And now it makes me wonder if that young person just trying to get their community hours so they can finish up high school, or they're actually going to turn out to be amazing doctors like yourself. Wow, that is a beautiful experience. I mentioned it to one of my girls, which is in, just started high school. How would you like to volunteer to help, but at least to direct people to, you know, unit 5 or you know, second floor where the kids are, something like that? And she would say, no, mom, it's too much going on in here. So it takes a special person to be like yourself. So good for you. Good for you. Now, I was looking and reviewing some of your podcasts, and the latest one that you have here is about diet pills. And I noticed that, unfortunately, and having two teenagers as well, the front image is everything. I find that more so nowadays than it used to be 20 years ago when I was a teenager, and I'm not going to reveal my age, but a lot of young girls are, and maybe not so young girls, they're guiding and they're going towards, you know, diet pills. Ladies are having issues with not eating, obviously. Anorexia and bulimia is huge. And do you find that those pills, and I unfortunately I haven't had a chance to listen to that podcast yet, but do you find that diet pills are still a huge impact in women's life, maybe also men, I'm not sure?
Absolutely. And that's a good point. This was actually my most popular episode ever. So the one that I did on diet pills and obesity, it really came about because in the emergency room, we actually see the side effects of the diet pills. And in the United States, there's two categories of diet pills. There are some that are prescribed by a doctor. So these are FDA approved. They have a milligram dosage. Everything is verified. And the pharmacist will actually dispense it to the person. The other type are over-the-counter, meaning you get them without a prescription. You can walk into any grocery store and buy whatever you want to try and then start taking them. Now, some of them have very similar effects. but some of them have very major bad side effects, and that's why I created that episode in particular. All of them have similar profiles, meaning the idea with the diet pills is to increase the metabolism, reduce the fat that the body is absorbing, or to burn off the fat that's already in the body. The dilemma is that some people take shortcuts. And for example, if you go over the counter and you buy something off the shelf that promises to make you lose 15 pounds in the next 2 weeks, it is possible that you will lose 15 pounds, but the side effects are horrible. And they can cause kidney damage, they can cause heart damage, they can cause some brain damage in certain people, and especially if you take too much. So for example, those over-the-counter ones, you may think that one pill is okay, but taking two would be double the effectiveness, but that's not true. Doubling the dose is going to cause more problems, and that may land you in the emergency room, which is where I end up seeing those patients. And so really, I created that episode after a particular case. I still remember, this was just a couple of weeks ago, and it was a young lady, she was about 25 years old, and she was trying to lose weight to, I think, prepare for a wedding or something like that. And so she started taking diet pills. She only took them for 4 days, and she became so sick that her family brought her in. And her heart rate was elevated, her kidneys were having problems, and the only thing she had done was take diet pills. And so that's really why I created that episode, is it's okay to be on a diet, but if you're going to talk about diet pills, you need to talk to your doctor first, you need to get some basic lab testing, and then you also need to let the pharmacist know what you're going to be taking, and that way you'll be safe. You'll help yourself to lose weight over time and hopefully avoid those side effects.
And I think I'm going to be sharing this episode, especially this episode, with my girls and definitely with my audience. A huge, I would say, epidemic and a huge misconception what those things are. And I have nothing against being healthy and losing weight, but the right way and exercising, to me, it has never been the best pill ever that you can take. And it is so important for you. Thank you so much for sharing this information with the world and with the audience. Now, what would you say that is the most difficult thing to talk about in your podcast?
Absolutely. And I do have an upcoming show on a very difficult topic, which is what I call end of life care. So end of life care means someone, for example, they have cancer, or they have some type of heart condition, or they've had a stroke, maybe they're older in age, and maybe they've lived a good life. But now, no matter what medicines we give them, no matter what testing we do, they're not going to get better. So their time on this earth is going to be limited. So maybe they have 6 months to live, or maybe a year to live. But having those conversations about end of life, meaning where doctors and nurses and the family really can't provide anything to cure them, that's a very, very difficult subject. But it's so important. And I think in the modern society, even though we have technology, we have a lot of surgical treatments and new medications, everyone eventually comes to a point where they will die. They will leave this earth. And in the United States, the medical system isn't really prepared for that. So it's not a conversation that you really have with your family and friends, you know, when you're out to dinner. And it's not a conversation that you usually have with your doctor when you're healthy. But I think it needs to be discussed more and more in the future because, as I mentioned, in the emergency room, I usually see the people who are very, very sick. So maybe they have end-stage liver cancer, maybe they have end-stage cardiac disease. And even if I give them every treatment I have in the emergency room, they're not going to live for more than 3 or 4 months. And so I will oftentimes just sit down with the family and I will allow them the conversation. And I tell them, look, I'm happy to treat your family member, but eventually you have to let go. And your family member will die at some point in the near future, no matter what we do. And that causes tears. You know, it causes a lot of sadness and anxiety. And that's the difficult part, is having that conversation. But sometimes I see those people back a few months later for something else, or I talk to their family members, and they thanked me. They've actually been able to relieve themselves. They had a conversation with me as a professional, and then they talked it over with their church or their mosque or their synagogue, and then they've talked to other people. And it actually gives them a chance to release, you know, some of that negative emotion and allow that person to die in peace. And so we have to realize that we can't cure everything. Even though it's 2018, we can do amazing things. We have to respect that people will die. And that's a conversation that's very difficult to have. But that will be a future episode on my podcast. And so if you have feedback or questions, I'm always happy to answer those, of course.
Absolutely. We will be promoting that as well here on the Liz T Show. When it comes down to health and when it comes down to things like that, I am definitely 100% with it. And one of the things, too, that is not just the terminal illness, but in my case, my father has dementia. So this is definitely going to progress, not in 6 months and not in a year, but we've been told that this could take up to 6 to 10 years, and it's very gradual, but you still need to take care. And it's very hard conversation with our physician to start preparing for when things get really bad. And I can completely understand it's not a comfortable topic. Now, Dr. Mohammed, I'm wondering here, the theme of the show is tell us who you are, what you do, which you have done an amazing job. Contact info. I will share your link with the world. Anything new. I can so see in your future a book. Any plans, or are you planning more often podcasts, or perhaps, I don't know, what are you planning? I can, a book is such a given to me. maybe not.
Very good. Well, I think you have a lot of faith in me. I am not sure I'm that good of a writer to create a book, but now that you've planted that seed in my mind, I think I'll have to do something like that. In the short term, my goal is really to increase the awareness of my show. And then I also want to have guests on my show, just like you invited me today to be a part of your audience. I really want to hear from people in Toronto and across Canada and across the United States. And I don't want just doctors on my show. I actually want nurses, and I want social workers, and I want people who are patients, you know, who have lived through a experience, for example, surgery, you know, for example, a transplant. Maybe they've had a family member who went through some very serious health issues. And I would really like to hear on the other side how that went. And I think that allows us to connect and actually to be better doctors. And so my short-term goal is actually to start increasing the frequency of my show. I want to do it 5 days a week, but I want to invite people on my show and have a conversation. And it doesn't, again, have to be a doctor or someone who works in a hospital. I'm more than happy to have people on the show who just want to share what they've gone through so that we can learn from them. So that's really my goal in the near future.
Absolutely. And I think it's a great, great idea, because there is so much information that has been hidden, or, you know, I wish I could have known that, or I wish somebody would have told me, you know, what I went through, my father, my daughter, you know, there's so many issues, and sometimes people want to keep it hush-hush because they're embarrassed. But if you are on a show like yourself, and you don't have to identify yourself, but give that feedback, somebody else, and that's my belief. If I can reach one person out of the 54 countries that we are broadcasting and that are listening to us, if not now, later on, because this is recorded, I am fulfilled. That is the purpose of the show, and I think, I believe that is the same thing for you as well. Dr. Mohammed, I can't believe time is just fine. Going by so quickly, and I had a blast with you. I love to bring you back with more topics. Guys, if you are wondering who do we have right now, we have Dr. Mohammed. He is a certified family medicine doctor, and he works on the emergency room. And my goodness, so much information is incredible. If you are thinking about a topic, I'm hoping that this is not the last or the first. And same as he inviting people to his show, I would love to invite him back with the topic that you would like to hear here at the Liz T Show. I want to thank you so much. Any last word, Dr. Mohammed?
I would just say that please visit my website and show your support. It's completely free. There's no subscription required, and share it with your friends. It's listed on iTunes and many other platforms. It's called Simple Health Radio. My name is Dr. Mohammed Emran. Last name is E-M-R-A-N. You can always send me an email after going to my website. And if you have any questions or if you have any thoughts that you want me to share to my audience, please let me know. And I'm always receptive to that. But Simple Health Radio is my episode, my podcast. And I hope on a future episode, I'll have you on my show as well.
I will be honored. Thank you so much, Dr. Mohammed. And keep doing what you're doing best, being amazing to the world. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye for now. And that was Dr. Mohammed. What a treat. I feel so awesome right now. I feel pumped because there is somebody out there like Dr. Muhammad doing an amazing job. Check out his website. I will have it on the link on my Facebook /Lizzie T Radio, and I will have the podcast as well, especially the one that he did just a little while ago about diet pills. Huge. I think we all need to learn a lot more from this. We will continue on, everyone, with our musical section. I want to thank Dovi for submitting your MP3. The song is called Move Your Body. Caravana in Canada, in Toronto, is coming up in August. So let's all get ready to dance. Here is Dovi. And that was Alvina right here from Toronto. The song is called Separate Way. Next is Ashley J from the States, from New York, actually. And she is singing a song for us that is called Daria. Let's enjoy it.
I can see you're falling apart. The pieces of who you are, you're not who you used to be. Honey, you just live inside your head. You can break, but you don't bend. You don't have to hide from me.
making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse and dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher in city streets full of poverty and the businessman has been by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh, city streets full of poverty and the businessman passing by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself no matter what comes your way. We gotta lift him high, 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 high. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up, high. Full of poverty and the businessman passing by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher.
And that was Kaya Miranda with the song Higher. Thank you, Kaya, all the way from LA. Beautiful gospel singer, one of my faves. And next up, it is Corette with the song Don't Let Me Run. Thank you so much, Corette.